everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
The radio.
And online.
On a different thing, not one. I don't say the website.
UMFM.com.
There we go.
You can find us on the grid.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm Megan.
I'm Alice.
And this is a show where we talk about politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, things sure do happen in the world.
It's true.
No, this is true.
Things do sure happen all the time, I feel.
Never ends. No, we talk about video games.
Okay.
Because we...
Yes.
Because we like the distraction of it.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to collect them.
Yes.
We don't play them.
I sometimes do.
We've opened a video game once.
I've looked at video games before.
You took the plastic wrap off.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, so we... Okay, you...
Uh-huh.
I started it, but you finished it.
Oh, yeah, played a game.
You did play a game. We had a friend over. We've been holding on to this particular game for a very long time.
Megan can tell you, I guess, all... Megan can tell you the Wikipedia notes. Because I'm... Yeah. We played Maid of Skur, which is, so, like, Maid is in, like, M-A-I-D, not M-A-D-E, of S-K-E-R?
Yes.
Yeah.
Skur.
What is that?
It is a Welsh horror story.
No, what is Skur?
I think that's the place.
Okay.
It's a place name.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the game is set in 1898 in the Skur Hotel, on the imaginary island called Skur Island.
Okay, that's why it's called that, then. All right. I was like, is that an actual, like, word? Well, obviously, but...
Yeah.
Did they just make it up for this game?
They did not make it up for this game. It's based off of
a... short story. Yeah.
A three-part story.
Okay.
By a Welsh author who...
This is also by a Welsh company.
R.D. Blackmore, so that's... So it is a horror story of its time. It's apparently a bit of a slog, but at the time it was quite sensational, and I can't seem to find out what it actually is about without having to read it myself.
Read the book. It's a... Yeah. Again, I'm sure somebody has an audiobook of it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
put it on like 2x speed.
I'll listen to it maybe someday.
I would say it's a survival horror stealth game. Like, so, that's...
It's been compared to Resident Evil and Outlast.
Sure.
It's not the same...
No.
AAA quality, no. But that's what it has been compared to in terms of gameplay.
Outlast isn't a AAA game, though.
Outlast is...
No.
A game.
Yeah, Outlast is a great... I think Outlast is one of the most terrifying experiences in a video game. They did a really good job on the first one.
But
this game wasn't scary to me.
This game was anxiety inducing.
No.
For me.
For you.
That's why I'm like, Alice, you play this.
You played like, what, 15, 20 minutes?
And then I got nervous and handed it over because I had no clue what to expect.
I don't know if I, it's just like, it was fun. It's like, you are a guy who I didn't realize you were a guy till like, it took a while because your character doesn't talk at all.
You are named.
By someone else. Like, I don't be like, hey, I'm Thomas.
That's true. You, like, could be anybody who picked up Thomas's mail. And
literally, I'm just a rando who just showed up here for some... But you're Thomas. You got a letter from your fiance Elizabeth, who is the daughter of the guy who runs the hotel. It's a hotel, right?
It is a hotel.
On the island. And she's like, hey, wacky things are happening. Please come. And you're like, okay. Like, that's basically the start of it, yeah.
It's a true love situation, because if somebody's like, I had to go back home to my parents, or to my dad's hotel to help him reopen the hotel, things are happening, come save me, and you had to go all the way to a Welsh island to do so, would you do that?
It really depends. It would really depend on how,
And this island happened to be quite abandoned and in ruin, and would you not just check out, like, as soon as you saw the hotel dark and spooky and got the first phone call saying, I'm here?
Sure. Like, what, this game, like, yeah, sure. It's a game about a cult, as everything, as all horror games. Like, I will say, this game did not have mental illness as real horror, which I, at least I appreciate that.
They could have gone that route, as I mean, we've seen so many games
sure.
do.
Like, they, like, I don't want to say it was fine. It was not a game... Like, I feel about the same way that I feel about the remothered Broken Porcelain game that I played. Like, that's about how I feel. It wasn't, like, the one time I got, like, legitimately jump scared was because it was a dog that, like, bit me or something. And that's not even, like, you know, there's other parts that are, I guess, jump scary.
I would have loved to have seen more of the dog character in this game, too, because there was a dog.
Yeah.
And it did lead you through some puzzles. I would have liked to have a sidekick. No. Yeah, you had to follow the dog for a couple bits, did you not?
No.
No?
No.
Oh. I would have loved that.
No. The dog, like, it's there to save, like, get an achievement, I guess. The dog, like, saves you further down the line. I wonder if it saves you regardless of you saving it or not.
That's how you get the
bad ending. I don't know why people compare this to, like, Resident Evil 7. Like, that, maybe. Like, people are stretching.
Outlast, Evil Within 2, and Silent Hill. And was compared to that. Its saving system was compared to that of Resident Evil.
I guess? Where did you even find this review or this comparison? Because, like...
It's right on the Wikipedia.
I don't know who actually would... That's weird because it's a save room. But that, like, a million and 10 games do a save room situation. Like...
Whoever was writing the Made of Scare Wiki, that is what they wrote down.
I mean, it's just like, why not compare it to Dark Souls then? Like, let's just throw everything in there. It's a Dark Souls Metroidvania.
Super Mario platformer.
Yeah. No, I just collect-a-thon. I'm just like, that's weird to me as someone who played the whole game and got the quote-unquote good ending. Oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
Like, there's an amount of... It was fine. I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't think it was the worst game I've ever played.
I'm glad we got to finish it and got to the end.
Yeah.
Because I don't make it to end of scary games very often.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm glad that we did play it.
I get. Like, you played... Megan, you didn't do a lot.
I got nervous. Because I was expecting, I think, maybe a little bit more of this myself. More scares.
I guess so. I'm just like, you didn't. I played like a legitimately 5 hours of this game. You played maybe 20 minutes. Like, yeah. I'm just saying, there are things about the game, like, I could see how it's scary, sort of. But at the same time, I've played games that are like this where you're sort of stalked and stuff that do it better. They do try to implement some sort of like device that, like, is like. You don't breathe around them, and you because they're all blind. All of the things that are trying to kill you, I don't know if it's a weapon. It's like a deterrent that just sort of like, I'll say it like makes a sonic wave and stops the bad guys from attacking you. But there's things that are just sort of like, it feels in some parts not polished. Like, I kind of liked parts of the backtracking. Like, I thought that was kind of cool. I like the map system, sort of.
There's really no combat to this at all, which...
No, that's why I said it's like a survival horror stealth game. There's no act. Like, I guess there's action in terms of, like... There's some times where there's, like... I don't want to say dire moments. Like, the one moment that I think of is, like, I fell down a thing and had to find a crank before the water filled the room. But, like...
That wasn't a challenging-looking puzzle.
No, well, it's not. But it's I'm saying it's artificial sense of danger. Like, granted, I'm sure you could die in there. But at the same time, you just open, I don't even know at that this point if it's like you just open an amount of them and then finally one of them is the right one or it's like a certain one. I don't know at this point. Because I had to do that like 3 times, which was very, like, only because I kept on dying in another part. Because I kept on dying to the water part because that was very, yeah, there's just a lot of things in this game that are either I feel a little too difficult, like, because we played on easy mode, and there were things that felt a little too difficult for easy mode, and then at the same time, they just do things to sort of artificially make you, like, there's no actual danger my character was, other than, like, dying and losing time sort of thing, but, yeah.
Yeah, there was, like, no stakes involved, it felt like. Like, no real... Well,
no, especially since, like, at the very end, like, you can choose your ending sort of thing, and you can be like, no, wait, I haven't done the thing that you asked me to do yet.
And if you don't do all the things, at the very end, you'll be asked, like, no, go find the rest of the things that we need so you can choose the ending.
Yeah, so I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's literally what I just, like, the thing that it does, yeah. I don't know if there's a need for this, like... I think it's fine. It goes, it's fine. But there's nothing new about it. I like the idea of utilizing a book for the material. I think that's cool. But there's games like Mundan, which, like, I had an extreme, like, that was an actually interesting, fun, horrifying video game. Versus this, which is just kind of, like, fluff. Boring. There's some stuff where obviously there's backstory, there's collectibles and that, but I didn't care. Whereas in Mundan, there was a lot of cool things to it, little neat, and then visually, like, this game, it looks fine. Like, it doesn't look, but at the same time, I feel I'm bored of these shiny. Like, unless it's, you know, like, I'll say, I'm still into Resident Evil, and I'll live with Resident Evil forever, but I feel that's a different case where it's already well-respected, well-known. They can do stuff in, once again, I like Resident Evil 6. Like, they can make a really crappy Resident Evil, and I'll still be like, wee, I like it.
I think it's also because they're allowed to be a little, even a little bit darker and maybe a bit more grisly.
Well, there's also just more money involved.
Like, yeah, that is, okay, well, yes.
But, the other thing is that there are other game makers that are, they're like single people who are doing, like, and I'll say maybe it's just because it's me and this is what I like, but I find that people who are doing sort of like this retro horror, like this VHS style horror, it just works much better. Like, it hits on that nostalgia. Like, nobody's nostalgia for 1898, like, or 98 or whatever.
Especially, like, since this doesn't actually follow the plot of the book, so far as I can tell.
Oh, that's weird.
It's weird that it's based off of it, but also, like...
Yeah, like, I think the ending was fine, like, what, in the story is fine, but at the same time, there was not a lot to it, whereas, once again, I think something like Mundan, or, I forget what I was just talking about, but there are other, like Puppet Combo, do a lot of really cool things, and things that are actually legitimately, like, creepy, I would say, I don't want to say new, but utilizing, say, like, older tech or, like, stuff that looks older to evoke, like, that sort of feeling of, like, haunting nostalgia, right?
Yeah, I can see why, yeah.
Well, and I'm just, like, versus Madoskar versus things, like, I'll say, like, Layers of Fear, a bunch of things that do this sort of similar first-person horror, like, where you just sort of almost walk through a place.
A walking simulator horror haunted house sort of situation.
Yeah, but, and once again, I think it's fine if you enjoy this, but at the same time, like, the one that did it, like, that started it off, quote-unquote, was, like, the PT Silent Hills trailer, or demo trailer, right? And with PT, like, obviously, because it was canceled, we everybody is trying to sort of develop, like, there was a huge resurgence or a huge surge of, like, PT-like games, right? Humongous. And I would say, to an extent, it's still, I don't want to say a trope, but it's still utilized a lot in horror. Like, once again, the walking things where you walk down and things slightly change, like, in a hall. Like, there's been a lot of things where you walk down a hall and stuff. Which I don't think, like, it's fine. But at the same time, I am enjoying this VHS-style horror game situation that I do think, like, Puppet Combo, I don't want to say they did it first, but they definitely popularized it. And that sort of led open to, like, other people just sort of making their own little games. Like, for example, on Itch, there's, like, a haunted PSX1 demo disc. Like, I've watched some people play a little bit of it. I haven't played it myself. I believe it's free, which is nice, but it's, like, a bunch, like...
You did get me to download it, and we don't have it.
Yeah. I said I downloaded it. I got it, yeah. And I just sort of want to touch on just sort of how, that has become more popularized. And I think even just more accessible, because you don't have to have, like, high-quality models for it to work at all. Like, to be honest, like, the rougher, more polygonal things are, you know, the more even horrific it looks like. Another game I think of is, like, Paratopic, which is very much like that. Very low res, very low poly game, but because of sort of the content of the game and how it, I don't want to say how the story plays out because it's weird, but it very much adds to the horror aspect of it, right? Like, there's some weird, like, I would say it's very, like, David Lynch style horror.
Would you say horror loses its horrific edge once it starts getting overcomplicated?
Well, yeah, or even, like, you could say that especially about, like, say, Resident Evil 8, which you could say was more, like, a campy action horror thing versus, like, Resident Evil 7, which I think was legitimately scary parts in there and parts where you felt that you were in danger. Versus in Resident Evil 8, I never felt really in danger. I felt it was pretty easy to just murder everything and go about my day.
8 could have been translated easily into a Hollywood movie, action horror.
Sort of. Well, yeah, I don't think they would ever do that. No. Because the amount of, people would be mad. But, yeah, like, I think Resident Evil, I don't think there is necessarily not a need for comedic horror. Like, I like comedy horror. I think, once again, I think Puppet Horror Combo does, like, add a touch of, like, comedy, like, black comedy, we'll say, to them, just sort of, like, some of the, like, I know there's, like, I think it's called the Booty Cheeks Killer or something, right? So, like, you know, and, you know, the things are, like, are they called Power Drill Massacre, Nun Massacre, like, you know, like, they're very blatantly, like, playing off of those pulpy kind of tropey things, which I think is fun, but at the same time, they can also make games that are pretty, like, legitimately terrifying. And they do, I want to say, I guess, rely on jump scares, but at the same time, they can be very effective.
It's when you sort of spread out the jump scares to a point where it's like not having enough pepperoni on a pizza.
Sure, and I can see people definitely having problems with, like, Puppet Horror Combo's games, but at the same time, I think they're kind of refreshing, and at the same time, they're short. It's not like I'm spending, like, it's not a Resident Evil 7 or Resident Evil 8 where it's, you know, 5 to 8 hours, depending on whatever you do in this game, horror experience. And not that I hate either of those games. I like them both. But I think there's a need for horror that is, like, I don't want to say less polished, but that just doesn't look as real anymore. Like, I feel like there's definitely, I get more scared by creepy, like, pixel images at this point than, like, a very detailed, grotesque dead body. I'll say that Outlast did it pretty well. But at the same time, Outlast, you didn't have a gun, and you were sort of always in danger. Like, that game definitely, I felt like I was going to die all the time.
I think part of that is also because with pixels, you kind of have to use your imagination, which is a little more outrageous than what you can see.
And I would say that that is probably one of the greatest parts about, like, the best parts, or, well, not the best parts, but something that can make something extremely scary is your mind filling the in-betweens, right?
Which is why people are always so disappointed when they see the monster of a movie so early on, or in a video game.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, well, I could say they'd be disappointed regardless. But, I like the idea of, and I think especially that's kind of, it's easy to do when you have very crunchy polygons, because you can see it as either maybe more hilarious or more terrifying, or like Uncanny Valley situation, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, your take on horror.
Well, I played another horror game called Cat in a Box, which it was pretty neat. It's a little RPG RPG maker. I bet they one day. RPG maker horror game about a YouTuber who goes to a haunted, creepy house because it's haunted and creepy.
As like, one does.
Yeah. And obviously you get stuck inside and you can't leave. And sort of like, I will say there are parts of this that were kind of frustrating, but I think it's just because the controls are slightly limited. Slash, like, I want to say maybe my limited gaming skills, especially with these, like, you know, there'll be, say, chase sequences, right?
Yeah.
And you have a stamina meter, and you sort of have to, like, I guess, sort of choose when to take off the stamina. Like, eventually I figured it out, sort of thing, like, but I would say those were the most, like, they were definitely, I'll say, a little creepy, but also, like, annoying. It's mostly just sort of, a little haunted house experience, right? Where creepy things happen. Like, I don't really want to give away the ending, because I think people should play it. Like, it's about, I spend about 3 hours with it. Granted, I'll say this because I was dying a lot at one certain point where I was like, I don't know how I live in this moment. But yeah, like, it's an RPG maker game, which, like, I think there are a lot of quite good RPG maker horror games. I kind of stay away from them. This one, I was just, like, the art for it sort of looked interesting. And in general, like, the art for it's quite nice. Like, the little portraits. Obviously, like, you know, most of it is, like, I'll say the RPG Maker asset situation. I don't know how. I assume at this point in time they're pretty robust. Like, I feel when I played RPG Maker games, like, it was, like, 10 years ago sort of thing. And they weren't that nice, like, or even when I tried to make RPG Maker games. I know now, like, there's, like, a lot of, even there was one, I think, for the 3DS at one point, there was an RPG Maker.
When we get the chance to do so, because I know we both have an RPG Maker now, it came with the Ukraine bundle, we should just noodle around on it and see what we can make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, another thing I guess we could talk about, because I feel a certain way about this just because I don't really like, Bluebird Team, but there's rumors that they are going to redo Silent Hill 2, and you may be thinking, why are they doing Silent Hill 2? Because Silent Hill 2 is, like, I'll say the most popular one. It was, like, revolutionary for a lot of people. I know that Bluebird Team has stated that they like that game, which is great. Like, I like that game too, but I wouldn't expect me to recreate it. You know what I mean? Bluebird Team has done
Layers of Fear, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah, and I told you I didn't like Layers of Fear, both Layers of Fear, which I didn't I didn't care for. They're fine.
They were my first scary games on the PlayStation.
Sure.
That I could get through,
I guess. And they've also done the Blair Witch game, which there's part I don't like it. And then they've also done the Medium, which you can see it's like a love letter to Silent Hill, but at the same time, they just ripped off this, I believe he's a Polish artist, and I will not pronounce his name, but it starts with a Z and his last name starts with a B. And they just sort of like ripped off his art for the horror aspect. He does really cool horror art, or did. I believe he is not alive anymore. And the Medium just is like very, very bad, awful, no good ways of explaining mental illness and trauma, and they justify abuse pretty hardcore. There's like suicide stuff in there. It's very heavy things, and I'm fine with a heavier topic in a video game. I've played a lot of games that do that. But I think there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Well, it absolutely can, but there's easy ways to fix that, or easy ways, like, for example, like, I just know the Medium, it does justify and glorify abuse, but at the same time, it also really hardcore pushes this line that you can't save everyone, which, you know, like, sure, but at the same time, I don't think is a necessarily good message to hammer home to, like, in this case, like, someone who is suicidal. It feels gross, and really, like, incompetent, mental health advice kind of thing. And obviously I'm not looking for mental health advice from a video game, but blah, 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 fiction affects reality, and we do, you know, like, not to say that because you play Call of Duty, you know, you're gonna be violent, but, you know, we do get lots of information from our media, and how we deal with things and how we see things. So I just think that Bluebird Team does, and Silent Hill, I do think it touches on, especially too, touches on a lot of really deep traumatic issues, but never glorifies it. And even though, like, this slight spoil, but even though you are the main character, James Sunderland, you are never glorified for what you've done.
Right.
You're in fact punished. You are in Silent Hill for a reason. And that is, like, the basis of the game. So I think that Silent Hill does very well in that respect. Like, I'll say the next... Your Silent Hill experience will vary, right?
Yeah, right. Well, hopefully they've learned from the criticism of the Medium, and maybe we'll be lucky and they'll handle Silent Hill with the...
No, they're just not allowed to touch it. I'm like, I'm not interested in them having Silent Hill. That's all.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll still see what happens.
Yeah, no, we'll see. But I'm just like, sure. Whatever.
But that's everything we got for you for this week. Lots of horror games.
This May, the appropriate horror time.
It is horror time.
It's true.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Keep changing.
Bye.